morning, everybody. This is Tuesday, September the 13th. And it's a day I've been waiting for and planning for a very long time. This is the second only in my journey's recordings, because this is the second journey I've been able to make since I've been recording with Bert. And this morning I am going to pick up my new reborn, and this is a very special reborn because she's one I've been sort of working, saving, planning for 2 years. She is a child size reborn, and that means that she is 42 inches, is that right? Something like that. 3'6" anyway. 118 centimeters tall. She is the Angelica sculpt by Reva Schick, and her name is DeLacy Elaine. And I am really looking forward to meeting her. So I'm just starting to get organized and get ready. Nearly ready, actually. Get my stuff together to go and meet. I'm just getting my jewelry and my makeup on. So I'm going in Michael's car, and of course Bert is coming with me. I won't go anywhere without Bert, and we will be going down to collect her from Ellie this morning. So today I am wearing black capri pants and a cream crinkle lace top, because it's a very warm day, very warm temperatures. Going to be 24 degrees centigrade, but it is morning and it's really warm already. In fact, I'm baking because I've been rushing about. Jewelry I'm wearing, fashion jewelry today. Not much really, except my rings. I have two bracelets. One of them is flat black faux crystals. They're in like various shapes. It's a stretch bracelet. I like it. They look like crystals, but they're not really. And the other one is black beads and rondelles of clear crystals. And I have, of course, my matte black Bradley Dezeen timepiece on my left wrist, which I'm just putting on as I speak. On its broad Italian leather strap, which I really like. This watch goes with anything and looks so funky with its mirrored tactile pieces. What am I going to do for a necklace? Just going to have a look here at what I have. A couple of choices. I could either wear the chunky black heart on a black chain, or I could wear the flowers. I think they're a bit too sparkly. Or I could wear the black cord with, yes, I think I'll wear the black suede cord with its black enamel teardrop. Quite a large chunky piece, but I quite like, because it's quite understated but looks classy. Black and silver, it's rather nice. We'll do this one. Get it unclasped. It's got slightly snarled. There it goes. And the ring's an easy choice. It's going to be the silver with the black onyx hemisphere. No one needs to know these details, except I like to do them for my own amusement. And I know one person at least is a jewellery fiend like me and likes to know about jewellery. Lacey's going to be the biggest doll I've ever owned. Bert is obviously the second biggest. He's like 32 inches, as everyone who knows anything about Bert knows. And he is quite a weight to carry around. Brooke is 26 inches, and I always do get on better with the big dolls. I find them easier to dress, easier to bond with. Just the whole thing is just that much easier for me. You shall see whether I run into any problems, because Lacey is so big. Ellie says it is going to be a bit of a struggle for me dressing her, but she said that with Bert, and I never had any problems with it. Not a one. I have this big pink makeup case. It looks beautiful on the dressing table. But it really is rather awkward to manoeuvre, because it comes out and it splits in rather an awkward way. It makes it finding anything a little bit difficult. I might have to replace it. My old makeup box, although it was showing signs of age, was easier. Armani perfume today, because I'm in that mood. I've forgotten what it's called. It's not Agua de Gio, it's the other one. The woman's version. I've got Agua de Gio, which is more kind of woody. This one's more citrusy and fruity. Yummy. I forgot what it's called. Right, let's go and see if Bert's ready. What time do we have? Oh, loads of time. Loads of time. Loads of time. Half an hour and more yet. Right. I just sit down and get my breath back now, so it's all cool. Talk to you later. So, Michael has just turned up. I'm just going to get everything ready to go, and then we will be out of here. Okay, Bert. You ready to move it and shake it, little boy? Okay. Oops, where's Bert's back? It's here. Back of the left arm, it weighs a ton. Come on, babe, let's move it and shake it. Alright, can I be rumpy?
I'll open the door.
Oh, thanks. Morning, Michael.
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, Bert.
All right, I'll see you tonight, okay?
Yes, all right. Give us a ring on the way back.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
You okay, ma'am?
You got Bert's booster seat, Michael?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
Take your time.
Okay. Step just in front of you. And then step again, ma'am.
Alright.
And then one more step.
See you later, B.
Alright.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. I'm waiting here, so you've gone.
Alright, if I put your hand on the door, ma'am,
okay. Can I give you him first?
Yep. Okay, ma'am.
Whoops.
Right. Okay. Right, the door is directly in front of you, ma'am. If you come just a little bit more.
I've got it.
Okay, I'll put Bert in, I'll come around.
It's so close this morning.
Yes, apparently it's going to be the hottest day of the year.
Dear God.
They reckon it's going to be about 31 degrees.
Jeez. I'm glad I didn't put a coat on him. Right.
You okay, ma'am? Are we gathering to the lady again, is it, ma'am?
Yes, it is. We're off to pick up a new charge.
Oh, right.
We are indeed.
Is Bert having a sister or a brother? Or?
Yeah, a sister. Big sister. She's actually the size of a 6-year-old.
All right.
So, we've been working up to this one for 2 years. It's taken us about 2 years to save for her.
Yes.
Because she cost a lot of money. But, yeah. She is a little blonde princess, and she is the size of a 6-year-old girl. So, I'm looking forward to her coming.
Yeah.
We're off at last. About halfway there. A bit more than halfway there now.
Yeah, halfway, man. Oh, thanks, Bert. Bert. Mike. Michael. And I've let him go, so...
Oh, God.
You can do it gently.
Oh, my God, I feel absolutely sick with nerves. I don't know why. I know it's going to be fine. More than fine. I have not felt this strung up since Bert was born. Ugh.
All right, ma'am, come and get you, and then we both walk to the door together. Okay, ma'am?
Yeah. Look at that sun.
Don't worry about the door, ma'am, I'll do that.
It's okay.
Oh, the lady's waiting.
Oh.
How are you doing?
Hello, hello. Look at the sun.
We're getting close, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, lovely cool hands.
Step in front of me, ma'am.
All right, Michael, I'll see you in a little while.
And over a little ledge. That's it. Okay, let me do this properly. Is this how I'm supposed to do it?
That way.
Right, okay. I will get it right.
It's all right.
Days.
You remember the house, I expect.
I do. I've been here a few times now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just holding the dark.
I am so strung up this time. I just can't wait to see her. I haven't felt like this since Bert was born.
Oh, right.
Oh, she is lovely. We had some friends round on Saturday night and they all fell in love with her.
Did they?
Yeah. Just couldn't get over her.
There are getting to be a few more of them around on YouTube now. When I first started looking at them, there were not that many of them about. There were just a couple that Nikki Holland had done in Australia.
Yeah.
And she did wigs on hers.
Yeah. Mind you, I must stay after I've
rooted
one.
Don't blame
her. Right, the settee is in front of you. Do you want to sit down first?
Yes, please.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Is she to the right of me or to the left?
She's to your right.
Okay.
I'm just moving that cushion out of the way.
Okay, I'm...
Okay.
So... Okay, move I'm sitting down closer. And I am reaching out towards her.
She's
oh, my God.
Big girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's got a teddy here.
I've got an arm
It's a
round.
Grommet. She likes a grommet.
And I'm just about to take her on my lap for the first time. She's not as heavy or as huge as I was afraid she was going to be. But she is,
she feels huge,
having said that, she's ginormous. I'm just sort of stretching her legs along so that she A, doesn't get tangled in my wires, and B, I can feel her.
Lovely blonde streaky hair. Oh, and she's got a flower headband in, which really looks so sweet on her. But she's also got some slides and things in her hair.
She's so soft. I wasn't expecting it to be this cuddly. Oh God, she's beautiful.
She's so sweet, and her head is ball jointed, so she can move her head. Quite
oh, she can see the head. Oh, I wasn't expecting that either. Okay.
But she's got a way of little tilting her head on one side, which looks really sweet too.
Look at her hands. She'd be able to put a ring on her hand.
Yeah, she will actually. Yeah, she's got a little bracelet on.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. I will get you here in a minute, I promise. Expecting her to be this cuddly.
Yeah, she's lovely, isn't she?
She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. I love her clothes.
Do you want me to describe them for you?
Yes, please.
She's got some flowery leggings on, which are navy blue with lots of different coloured shades of pink and blue flowers on, little flowers. And then her top is a white T-shirt.
Oh, I love this top.
And on the front
is a
picture of a little girl's face.
Oh.
And I think it says something. Let me see what it says. Oh, it says, always happy and dreaming.
Oh.
And it's got lots of sequins on, pink and sparkly.
I love her arms. Her arms are so cool, so chubby and pudgy.
Yeah.
All right.
And then she also has these most gorgeous shoes, which are also pink and sparkly.
They've got flowers on.
And little flowers to fasten. They're Velcro fastening.
Yeah. Oh, they're fab. Oh, she's fab.
She's great fun to dress. Great fun. Although it is hard work. I recommend anything you buy should be stretchy. It makes it a lot easier.
I would actually probably wear, for the winter, I'd wear leggings and sweater dresses on her.
Yeah, she'll look good.
And then in the summer, I'd wear leggings and floaty tops on her.
Yeah.
I don't think, I wouldn't wear anything too fitted because I think it would be too difficult, the size of her.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I'd probably lay her on the bed to dress her. That's what I do with my big mannequins.
Yeah.
Because I'm very practiced in dressing.
Yeah, you're probably better at it than me.
Well, I'm practiced because I have two full size dolls. I have one that's 5'6" and one that's 5'2".
How do you cope with those?
With difficult, the full size silicone is hell to dress. Really difficult. I dress her as little as I have to, but the plush teddy babe mannequin is actually only weighs 20 pounds, and she's not dead weight like these ones are. She's quite sort of springy because she's made of plush and wires, so she isn't so difficult to dress. But I am very practiced in dressing big dolls.
Yeah. Oh, she's got her earrings in.
Oh, let's see. I just adore. Oh, they're beautiful. Oh, they're cool, aren't they?
They're gold ones with little diamonds, but there's cubic zirconias.
I love her hair. Her hair's just a perfect length.
Yeah, it's very easy to look after as well, with it being human hair.
Yeah.
So I've got a little brush for her here for you.
Oh, thank you.
So she's got slides, so you can pin it back with slides, or you could actually put it in pigtails if you wanted to. It's about shoulder length, just a little bit longer than shoulder length.
I'm just seeing if it'll go into a... I don't think it'll go into a pony, but it'll go into piggies, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I think it will go into a pony.
Oh, it'll go into a pony.
Yeah. Yeah, it will.
It'll go into a pony.
If you do one a bit higher up as
well. Yes. That'll look better. Right, to you people who've been patiently waiting while I lost it and cried, I was afraid I was going to, I will describe her. She is...
I'll go and make you a coffee while you're
there. Thanks, Ellie. I could do with one, to be honest. She's more gorgeously beautiful than even I thought she was going to be. She's very slim and lithe, which I wanted. I wanted a girl that could be a pageant girl, although I would never dream of putting any of my children in pageants. But she's that kind of, I'm a princess kind of. She's not chubby like my babies usually are. She has long, slim legs and a slim body. And lovely, beautiful, shapely arms and hands, which are, you can feel, they're slightly curved, but you can feel all the fingers. And the fingers are not moulded together like the ones on Brooke's hands are. Even though Brooke's hands are open, her fingers are moulded. I'll have to get a ring measure and see what size she is, because I think she would be able to definitely wear a ring. On her left wrist, she's wearing a stretch bracelet, which is beads and I think that's a flower. I'll ask Ellie when she comes back in, I'm not sure. And as you heard, she is wearing cubic zirconia gold earrings. She can move her head, and she can also cock it. Oh god, that looks sweet. Cock it to one side. Her arms, her chest, her head, and her legs down to the knee and below are full vinyl, and her feet, of course. So she has a lot of detail on her, and she can wear things like not shorts, but Bermudas, I think she could wear, and also like sun tops, sun dresses, stuff like that. Put your head up, baby. There's a good girl. But she needs to wear tights or leggings. If you're going to wear a dress, if I'm going to wear a dress with her, which is absolutely fine by me. Her hair has all been individually hand-rooted. It's streaky blonde, it's shoulder length. It is the softest human hair. Beautiful, beautiful. Her face is just beautiful, round little face. Slightly tip-tilted nose, the most delicious little smile. Huge eyes with long eyelashes. I don't know what colour. I'll ask Ellie about her eyes in a second. And I'm in love. Okay, I've had some coffee and I've calmed down slightly. Right, we're going to go through Lacey's things now. I forgot to ask you, could you tell me about this bracelet on her wrist?
Oh, right, yes. It's like mother of pearl beads with pink beads in between, and then there's a flower shaped, a large flower shaped one. That's pink too.
Oh, it's so pretty.
It's really sweet.
She's beautiful. I've got to get a ring measure so I can get a ring sizer.
Yeah.
And get her a nice little gold, one of those signety type rings with her initials on it.
Oh, that would be
pretty
sweet. Right, this is her party dress.
Let's have a look. Oh my gosh!
And that's in cream and pink, and all the, you can feel all the little flowers on the netting.
My God. It's okay, people, we have got party dress from Monsoon, because I asked, this is her pageant dress, basically.
Oh, yes.
And it is, as Ellie says, we've got satin shoulder straps. And a, oh, thank God there is a zip. I didn't think there was. Side zip. And then the, it's fully lined, and it's really, really, what I've heard pageant mothers call poofy, which I would call, you know, fluffy, puffy outy. And it is cream and pink. It's got a silk sash, and it's got all, it's all covered in tulle roses. You've never seen anything like it. Oh, I can't wait to get you into that, Lacey.
That's the one you might struggle with to get on.
Oh, you want to bet.
There in the end.
You want to bet. I'll get that on.
You're probably so much better at it than I am.
Yeah, I'm going to get some pictures of you on that, in that on Friday. You just wait.
It matches her little pink shoes that she's got on today,
I just bet.
Because that's got the same sort of flower on.
That's just beautiful. Oh, God.
So, here is her coat.
You are not going to need this. Oh, my gosh. Pink. what colour is that now?
It's cream.
Cream. Cream fun fur coat with snaps on.
So it's dead easy to get on and off. Nice big hood.
Big hood.
And the lining is, it's grey and cream spots.
It's lovely and soft and squeaky and fluffy. It's lovely. It's actually nicer than my fun fur. I'm jealous, Lacey. That's lovely. Absolutely lovely.
That's that one. In here we have another pair of shoes. These are white ones. Again, with a strap across. There you go.
Oh, I like those.
These have got butterflies on.
These are white leather with an instep strap, and these have got sort of applique leather butterflies, flat heels, and sort of sweet little patterns on the soles as well. And they're so cute. Oh. Has she got anything on under those leggings? Has she got tights on, or just socks, or anything?
She's got pale pink tights on at the moment.
Oh, goody.
Underneath.
Because she'll need tights on whenever she wears. I always keep Brooke's tights on under her jeans or under anything, because even if she's wearing a dress or whatever, Brooke looks better in tights and socks.
She's also got a grey pair and a bright pink pair.
Oh, cool.
Cerise pink pair.
Mm-hmm.
There. And then she has some very pretty ones also from Monsoon that have, they're very delicate ones.
Oh, they're nice.
They've got butterflies on too, but they match her dress perfectly.
Oh, they're lovely.
And then we bought her sets of underwear, so she's got really pretty vests and pants to match.
Oh, thank you.
And they've,
a spoilt girl you are.
Yeah, she's got pink ones with hearts on, grey hearts on, and cream ones with pink and grey hearts on, and then pink and cream stripy ones. Then we have a whole bundle of white socks as well.
Thank you so much.
I thought if I got the basics for you.
I've
got a headband here as well.
Oh, cool.
Another, that's a satin.
Oh,
a
that's
pink
pretty.
Satin headband.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much.
And then there's these little clips, hair slides.
Oh, pretty.
They're pink and sparkly.
Oh, little glittery pink
little bows.
So cute. I really like actually having her hair back in a headband, because I think it's so soft and pretty. It's a shame to tie it up. It's just
beautiful.
Ooh,
I'm going to clip these bows onto the headband so they don't get lost in there.
Yeah.
In there. Oh, and this is her toy that she likes.
Oh, look at that.
And I think they call him Boofy or something like that. But she liked him.
So what is he?
I think he's a dog.
He's a dog.
Yeah.
He's got, like, looks like horns. How odd.
That's his pointy ears. Oh, actually, they bend. I just realised that. They bend. Look.
So they do. Right, well, we'll take Boofy to have in the car, to have in pictures with you, okay? Because when we get into the car, you're going to meet your brother, and then Uncle Michael is going to take pictures of us.
Oh, there's a hairbrush, a little hairbrush.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that will be dead useful because I don't really want to have a comb through that. Thank you.
So I'll put that in a bag as well.
Right. It's been lovely to see you. Thank you so much for Lacey. Come on then, Delace. You ready to move it and shake it?
I'll take her teddy for you, so.
Thanks. Right, come on with Mama. What a good girl.
That was it. All right.
There you are, Mum.
Oh, this arm, Michael, thank you. Right. What a good girl. God, actually, she's lighter than Bert. I'm sure she is. She's actually lighter than Bert is. But she feels like that.
I think it's because she's more long than thin.
Yeah, maybe.
Bert's sort of more solid, isn't
more
he?
More solid, yeah. He's more chunky. How do you think he's looking?
He looks great.
Oh, good. Yeah. Come on then, my precious. Let's go meet your brother. See what
Not
he thinks
sure
of you.
Not sure how impressed he's going to be, but...
He better behave himself or he's going to be in for trouble. There'll be no McDonald's for him.
And then you've got a little step down now, a little rail, and then a little step after. Okay, ma'am.
Thanks so much, Ellie.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. You're welcome. All right.
Thank you. Made another one of my dreams come true.
Oh, that's lovely. I am pleased.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Right, Michael, I'm going to hand it to you.
And I will.
And if you strap her in, if you open my side of the car.
Yes, I've done that, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you now.
Yep, I've got her, ma'am.
Have you got it?
Yep.
Push her in the middle.
She's going in the middle, is she? All right, she can have a word with Bert then. Meet her brother.
God.
It's so hot, isn't it? It's like the middle
it's
of.
Can you manage, Michael?
Yes, ma'am, no problem.
See, Michael's so good at them.
Yeah.
Bless him. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have him.
He's a treasure, isn't he?
He is a treasure.
Oh, yes, he's got a position really nice.
You wouldn't find many men like Michael, I'm telling you.
Right, ma'am.
Thank you so... Oh, Ellie, thank you so much. I honestly can't thank you enough for her.
Oh, bless you. Welcome.
I'll send some pictures as soon as I've got them.
Yeah,
and I'll send you a link to this recording and to Amy's.
Oh, yeah, that would be lovely.
Okay. All right, you pair.
Okay.
Right, Bert, so this is your sister, Lacey. Well, you be nice to her, mind. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Ellie. I'll talk to you when I'm home. I'll let you know when I'm home safe.
Okay.
Bye, darling.
She's going to lean on you, I think.
Pardon?
She'll lean on you, ma'am.
Lacey's going to lean on you.
No probs. There we go. Give me a hand, Lace. There we go.
Right, thank you very much.
Safe, babe girl. She's safe. I cannot believe it.
Pardon, ma'am?
Well, Michael, what do we think?
She is stunning.
She's
yes. Very pretty.
My God. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. She is actually here, sitting in the car, and we're on the way home.